Czechs woke up on Saturday morning to the news of a possible terrorist threat against this country. The reports came on the heels of the arrest of four people in Norway last Friday, where police uncovered a plot that was to blow up synagogues as well as the American and Israeli embassies in Oslo. Within hours, the Czech government held a cabinet meeting and decided to implement massive security precautions that took effect in the early hours of Saturday. The Czech capital remains on high alert. Linda Mashtalish reports from Wenceslas Square.
Monday marks the third day of massive security measures that are in effect in Prague. As of 4 a.m. on Saturday, hundreds of police officers have been installed around Prague's strategic sites, guarding what are considered possible targets for a terrorist attack. The city's Ruzhinye airport is also taking what are being described as massive security measures. Although flights are operating on schedule, intelligence reports, the details of which have not been made public, have the country's secret service and police on high alert. Around me here at the top of Wenceslas Square, there are policemen patrolling the streets with automatic rifles, in addition to their regular 9mm handguns. But people are calm and going about their daily business.
Over the weekend, Interior Minister Ivan Langer told the public that this is the first time ever that the Czech Republic has had to face such a serious terrorist threat. Earlier today, I spoke to Ivan Langer by phone, and he described the situation as it stands now.
The situation is based on information we have received, and these information are so serious and are the most serious since the 1992, and are mentioning the high risk of possible terrorist attack, so that we decided to arrange the security operations. They are organized on three levels: the visible, less visible, and invisible.
And what can you tell me about reports that say that Prague's Jewish town of Josefov is under the most serious threat?
Well, I'm very sorry, but I cannot comment such information.
Okay. And in terms of developments that we can expect in the next few days, how long would you say that the high alert watch will be kept in effect?
Well, we are evaluating the information which are coming to us, and we are ready to change the security operation. But now I don't have any information for changing our decision.
The Interior Minister Ivan Langer there speaking to Radio Prague's Linda Mashtalić.